Hey everybody, this is episode 2 of the Own Your Stress podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Snow, and today we are going to talk about procrastination and how it contributes to stress, and in turn, how stress contributes to procrastination, and my own podcast procrastination story. So I'm super excited to share it with you, and I hope this helps some. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the Own Your Stress podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Snow, a high achiever and former healthcare professional turned stress coach. Every week, we're going to delve into what contributes to stress and how you can partner with your brain to feel less chaotic and more grounded in life. This isn't your typical stress management. This is stress ownership. Hey, everybody. We are talking procrastination today, and I feel like this is the perfect episode to do as an episode 2 when I initially told you that I was going to be doing a mental health episode with episode 2 to demonstrate procrastination in action. I have procrastinated episode 2 now for a month. Full disclosure, I started off with my first episode, the intro episode, super excited. I had the cover art for this podcast already created. You know, I say that as if I did it. My wonderful wife did my cover art for the podcast. I was raring to go. And so I thought, naturally, let's make up a progression of how these episodes should go. I mean, Maddie, you've never done a podcast before, but you're totally equipped to create the progression, right? And so I created the progression, which I decided should be an intro episode so you could get to know kind of where I'm coming from with my background, which makes sense. And then mental health is a huge component of stress and my where I speak from specifically. So I thought, okay, that makes sense for episode 2. Done and done. Turns out I don't love talking about myself. And so I did the intro episode and finished it and felt pretty good about it. And then got into a weird headspace where I was like, no one's going to want to listen to this. This was a horrible idea. I literally talked about myself for like 15 minutes. Who's going to sit and listen to Maddie Snow talk about herself? And went through this entire meltdown about how, because I felt like that was too much about me, the entire podcast is going to be a failure and is a horrible idea. And why did I want to do it in the first place? So I put it aside because putting it aside is more comfortable than dealing with the fact that I may have gotten a little stuck there for a second. And so I put it aside for a while and recently have started thinking about it again, realizing that I went too hard too fast. And because I'm not super, I don't talk about myself a whole lot in my content. I talk about stress. I talk about myself related to the stress. But in general, don't broach myself a whole lot. And so that was apparently a little place of vulnerability that made me incredibly uncomfortable. Unfortunately, that meant that my second episode that I had planned was mental health was incredibly vulnerable. So I tried to start that and it just was a mess of me just, is this okay? Should I share this? I don't know. Second guessing everything. And so I'm here to say that first of all, procrastination happens to all of us, and it's always for a reason. So we're going to start with procrastination is not bad. It's not something that is a negative personality trait of yours. It doesn't make you lazy, doesn't make you not productive. It's simply a way that our minds are communicating something to us. And it's generally a signal that we're uncomfortable or that there's something we're We could be afraid of something. Something can seem intimidating. Maybe we're not sure how to start. But it's always a signal. And it's our brain attempting to communicate that something is uncomfortable or sticky, right? There's something grinding. Unfortunately, and I touch on this pretty often, I think, unfortunately, we've been raised to ignore or shame signals from our brain if they don't result in productivity. Why can't you get your work done on time? Just get started on your work. Just do the work. Just get started now and finish it. Do the whole thing. No, don't complain. Don't have any, why do you always wait till the last minute? Why can't you just get started? All of those things, right? So we essentially either learned to ignore any signals from our brain and push through anyway, which contributes to stress, or we learned to avoid the stress and the uncomfortable feelings of doing the thing we don't want to do by pushing it back over and over and over again. Our brains like to take the shortest path, the path of least resistance. They will always choose to take the easier shortcut route because, not because they're lazy or there's anything wrong with your brain, don't go there. They take the shortcuts because thinking requires an immense amount of energy. Our brains use about 25% of our caloric intake, which is a huge percentage of the calories we eat every single day. And so to try to keep our brains from taking up all of the energy that we need to be using to walk around, our brains tend to run more efficiently. And so they choose the shortcuts that we have learned work, which is also why we tend to go towards eating or alcohol when we're super stressed. It's not necessarily because it works, it's because it's what our brain has learned to do, and our brain is always going to default to what it's experienced and what it's learned to do and what it's been trained to do. So in this situation, we have potentially trained our brain to get away from a punishment of doing something that feels uncomfortable to a reward, which is pushing it back and doing something else instead. And our brains love rewards. And since that tends to work up until, you know, the last minute when we're frantic and this thing hasn't been done yet, we tend to use it over and over again. So the pro is that it feels better initially to find a reason not to do it. The con, though, is that while we're pushing it back, our brain is building a bigger stress response to the thing that we didn't feel great about in the first place. Which means that as we're ignoring and trying to circumvent this very uncomfortable thing, it's becoming more uncomfortable. And so it's going from something that feels like a little bit of an ick when you think about it or when you go to do it, to something that essentially has like an electric field around it when you try to do it. And you're making it harder for yourself to get started. And then on top of that, we're feeling more shame and stress about not having started. So we've secured ourselves into this really horrific stress loop that starts with, it's uncomfortable to get this thing started. I'm not quite sure how to get going on it. I'm overwhelmed. And has now created, okay, I'll wait. Oh God, I've waited. What is this? See, look, I do this every single time. God, I'm so lazy. I put everything till the last minute. And then you start making all kinds of assumptions about yourself. And you also start using that information to determine what you're going to do in the future. Well, I always procrastinate, which becomes something where you don't even try to get things done earlier because you're a procrastinator. Dirty word. So while it's not inherently a bad thing to procrastinate, it can lead to more stress in the long run. And it also tends to lead to us having lower self-esteem and less confidence in our abilities because we feel like when we're putting something off, there's something wrong with us. Because everyone else out there, the everyone else, you know, they, the people that we imagine are out there, they, the people, are out there getting everything done as soon as it's assigned, or they're way ahead of their deadlines. Everyone always is. They're not. They're also procrastinating. It's just not at the same time as you, or you're not seeing it because you're too biased to see your own procrastinations. So the other thing is, once we pair something sticky and uncomfortable, like this really sticky, uncomfortable stress, with a task, it's tough not to hate it forever. So let's say there's a specific type of report that's kind of overwhelming, or it's even new. It's something that you haven't really done before. And so you put that thing off, the report off, and you keep thinking, I'll get around to it, I'll get around to it. But every time you try to do it, you're uncomfortable and it's sticky and it doesn't feel good. And so you continue putting it off, which feels good initially, but is building this enormous stress response. And when you finally do get to it and get it done, because it's the very last minute and you may as well, you've now shown yourself that you can't get it done ahead of time. So you've created this new rule in your brain that that report always takes until the very last minute to get done. And the other rule in your brain that you hate it and it's uncomfortable, which is validated because you drove yourself through this really uncomfortable, sticky place to get the report done. And so every time that report comes up, you start stressing before you even think about the report. If it's always something that comes up every other month or every 3 months, you're stressing about it a whole month out because you know how uncomfortable it is. And it's truly an inanimate object that is just another part of your work. But it's now created all of this control over your emotions and your energy because of how stuck it felt the first time, and these rules that you've now created in your brain about your relationship with the report. Okay? So that also does two additional things. It drains your energy on a consistent basis. Anytime we are stressing about something on a consistent basis, it's draining our energy because stress takes energy. It also carries into the other work that you have, making everything harder. Because when you think about that report, it creates stress and that leads to additional overwhelm in the other things that you're working on. I will say the other side of procrastination is that there's a positive sense to procrastination sometimes. So it's not always necessarily a bad thing. And sometimes we can over-associate putting something off with being lazy or not getting it done. And that itself can drive us into this like shame spiral of stress around that particular thing because, well, we shouldn't be putting it off. But if it's not actively hurting your work or your life, it's okay to put things off because sometimes they're not a priority. And we'll say it again, not everything is a priority every single day. And just because you put it on an arbitrary list doesn't mean it has to be a priority. So there's a lot of this that's also releasing yourself from any kind of naming or shaming or shoulding because something didn't get done today and you're moving it to the next day or moving it to next week. What we need to look at is if the procrastination is hurting you on a consistent basis and getting in the way of how you do your job, or if it's making you dread certain projects. I'll give you an example of like positive procrastination. I always put presentations, whether that's, and when I say presentations, I mean like my group, I do group coaching, Zoom classes, and I also do podcast interviews. Those kind of things I prepare for at the quote unquote last minute. It's usually the weekend before. If it's a podcast interview, it'll probably be the day of, honestly. I don't always know what I want to talk about until the day that the interview happens. I can feel some of you already getting tense with me saying that like I prepare for a podcast interview the day of. I will say that for a while I shamed myself pretty hard because a real coach, a good coach, someone who did presentations often would she would put together a presentation well in advance and practice it. And if I knew what I was doing, I would obviously have be more prepared. My presentations always went really well, and I was always pretty happy with them. But I tried at one point to start them earlier, like when the presentation got scheduled, even if it was 3 weeks out, I would do the kind of write up all the slides and get everything together 3 weeks out. And then when I looked at it, the weekend before I would do these presentations, I would hate all of it. And so I would essentially redo the entire presentation because I wasn't really excited to talk about the stuff that, I was excited to talk about 3 weeks ago, which, full disclosure, I have bipolar disorder. It has a lot in common with ADHD. And the things that I thought were super cool, like even probably a couple days ago, are now not that interesting. And I'm onto whole new ideas and things that I'm excited about. And which makes me wonderful for creative flow, but the planning aspect of things kind of gets a little hinky. I have to really lean into what I'm feeling in the moment. And I found that waiting until only a couple days before these presentations, and then doing the whole slide deck, I think is what everybody calls them, the PowerPoint. Doing the PowerPoint a couple days before, it made the information not only fresher in my brain, but I was more excited to talk about it because it was relevant to me today, and it wasn't stuff that I was talking about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So in that case, I stopped shaming myself and released any responsibility, like any pressure for me to do presentations in advance because that's what quote unquote professionals do. My presentations are freaking fantastic. I love doing them and people really love getting them. And so it's just something that works for me to put off or procrastinate my presentation until the last minute. And now I'm more excited to put those things together at the last minute. But have releasing that shame is a huge reason why, because for a long time I would stress about it and I would put it on my schedule and keep moving it and where does it fit and I don't even know what to write. I'm not, in that mindset right now. Now, I don't even bother putting it on my schedule or my to-do list until literally the weekend before. Oh, I have a presentation on Monday or Tuesday. Great. Sunday, I'm probably going to put together 25 slides, 30 slides and a presentation and I'll just go ahead and do it on Monday or Tuesday. That feels good to me. And so releasing yourself of the shame of putting something off just because you arbitrarily decided to get it done at a different time is incredibly important. Because again, the stress that we put on ourselves and the rules that we create for ourselves are generally what's creating the most amount of stress and contributing to the procrastination. I'm gonna say that one more time just to make sure everybody heard. The rules that you're putting on yourself about what a responsible adult is supposed to do is contributing to the stress that causes further procrastination. It's rarely the actual task itself that's the issue. It's generally the stress we're building around the task itself because of the amount of shame we're putting on ourselves for quote unquote not just getting it done. So, the basic procrastination cycle is that we feel a little bit overwhelmed or intimidated by something. We put it off and we feel better. But meanwhile, we're making it bigger. So we try to revisit it. Ooh, that's not great. No, thank you. We put it off more, feel a little bit better, continue making it bigger. Meanwhile, adding additional stress that we're creating ourselves because of the horrible person we are for putting the thing off in the first place. You're here for solutions, and I want to give them to you. So the critical first step is to make sure that you are not attaching or you are detaching shame, judgment, anything that you're saying that's negative about the fact that you're putting something off. There's nothing wrong with that. You're human, everyone's doing it. The person you admire most in the world is procrastinating something at some point, 100%. So the more bad you attach to it, the bigger and more uncomfortable the stress around it will be. So we're going to try to quiet that as much as possible. And we are going to reframe it instead of as like something that means you're a bad person. We're going to reframe it as a signal that something is uncomfortable or overwhelming. Second of all, you can't criticize your work before you've even started, which is something that a lot of people have trouble with. I just need to start in the perfect way. I just need everything. This is going to be no good. I can tell it's not going to be any good. That's what I did with this podcast, right? I did my first episode, I got overwhelmed, and then I started criticizing the rest of the podcast episodes that I hadn't started yet. Right now, I'm talking into this, and if I want to, I can delete it all, and it's no big deal. This could be a practice run. It doesn't have to be something that goes out into the world. I don't need to make it into anything bigger than what it is, and I definitely don't need to criticize it before I've started. So try to take criticism. When you have criticism, try to quiet it and tell yourself that you're human and that you're just looking at getting started on something. And then third, spend 2 to 5 minutes starting the thing you're procrastinating. Start a timer, close everything down, and just start working on the task that you really want to work on. It can be a draft. It can be a brain dump. It can be in a draft email. It doesn't have to be the thing. Actually, don't make it the plan to start the actual thing and make it this huge and how does it have to look. And just start doing something related to it and drafting it out. Look at it as something that you can throw away immediately afterwards if you want to. Get out of your head about it. Don't let it stay in the echo chamber of doom that is your brain. When we continue leaving things in there and we just glance at them and we get almost that electrified stress feeling and then we continue ruminating about it, it gets bigger. When you get it down on paper or type it out or really get started on it, you start seeing what it is, which is just a problem to solve. It's just a challenge that you're trying to work on. It's really nothing horrible, but it will stay horrible the longer it stays in your brain. And then give yourself permission to stop if it's too horrible to continue. You start for these 2 to 5 minutes. When your alarm goes off, you can put it away and start working on something else. All you needed was those 2 to 5 minutes to get going on it. You either will continue on it because, oh, this actually isn't that bad. I'll just get started on this and keep going. Or at the very least, if it is uncomfortable and you're kind of getting stuck, you have worked through some of it so that now you're on a different part of it that's stuck. And you've shown your brain that you can take movement forward and that it's not this big terrifying thing that's stopping you. Once you show your brain that you can take action, it becomes much easier to continue to take action. Some other comments that I want to make on doing the procrastination task, the task that you are procrastinating. Make sure that if it's something that you've been putting off, you put your phone in airplane mode. You hide your Google, Chrome, or whatever you use. Just hide anything that might distract you from the task that you're working on, because when we're procrastinating, obviously we're looking for little shiny things that we can kind of wander away from what we're working on. And so just have this focused, you want to have this focused energy just on the task at hand. Another thing to remember is to start paying attention to your energy throughout the day. And when I say energy, I mean, I'm seeing in like the whole coaching sphere, a whole lot of like people talk about energy as like a lot of woo-woo stuff. So when I refer to energy, I mean your metabolic energy that you get from sleep and eating and things like that. Your energy fluxes throughout the day. And so sometimes when you're starting a project at the wrong time for your energy, it's going to feel harder and more mucky than it would feel at another time. If you then pair that mucky feeling with, instead of this is a bad time for me, you pair it with the project itself, that will create additional stress around it and you'll start putting that thing off when really if you just put it at a time of day where you have more energy, it'll be a lot easier to do. In general, don't start things at the end of your workday. When you're spent, when you need food, when you're just tired, don't start things then. The exception to that is people who tend to work on like a night cycle type thing, night owls, they tend to be more energized in the evenings. And so if you have a project that you have procrastination tendencies around, or you've been kind of putting off, it's probably a good idea to put that towards the end of your day, whenever you get kind of revved up. But noticing your energy is the number one thing that my clients notice helps them the most in getting things done in a way that doesn't create additional stress. We were never taught how to work, right? We always were told, go to school. We had to stay at school the whole day. We had to somehow try to pay attention the whole day. None of us could imagine doing that now, I don't think. And it's against every human part of us to sit in a classroom while we were being ranted at for hours on end. And then go home at the end of the day. And that has to be how it has to be. We were never taught to be able to work, how to work with our energy and how to get things done productively in an efficient way that doesn't create stress. So it's definitely possible that if you're putting things at the end of the day because you're kind of avoiding them, you happen to be putting them during the time of day that you are most exhausted. And so those things are never going to get done and they're always going to feel more stressful than they really are. I know for me, everything that I really want to jump on has to be done. Even if I'm wanting to put it off, I have to do it earlier in the day. And as soon as I get started on it, I just had an email today, actually. I was kind of back and forth. I'm not sure how to respond. Doesn't matter if I know how to respond. I don't have to send my response. So I just got right to it, started, told myself I was going to do 2 minutes of responding. It actually was much easier than I thought it was going to be, which, surprise, surprise, and I got the email out. However, if I were to wait until the end of the day, I know for sure that thing would be tagged and saved for the next day for the next like 4 weeks because I don't do things that are energetically depleting at the end of the day. I crash. We wake up around 4:30 or 5. And so my end of the day crash like is, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock. And then I coast out the rest of the day reading and doing some like light admin tasks, those kind of things. But again, it may just be the fact that you're trying to do something that you're kind of uncomfortable with during a time of day where you have really low energy. And if you're going to try it during a time when you have really high energy or at least more energy, that task becomes a lot easier. So we've got stop framing it negatively because you're human and literally everyone procrastinates. Don't criticize your work before you've even started. Spend 2 to 5 minutes on the task itself. Just sit down with a timer and get going on brain dumping, drafting, something that you can throw away afterwards if you want to, but just get started. And get out of your head about it. Don't let it stay in the echo chamber of doom, rotating around there, bouncing around, and scaring the shit out of you. Put your phone on airplane mode and try to work on it. And then also pay attention to your energy throughout the day to make sure that you're not overextending yourself at a time that's not good for you. Because in the end, we've really never learned how to human. And so we're constantly working against ourselves unintentionally and making things more difficult on ourselves. And so much of this is learning how you as a human function and not shaming yourself for it because there's literally nothing wrong with it. And shame is going to get you nowhere but more stress. So procrastination is generally to avoid any kind of negative emotions that we might have or intimidation. When you stop the shaming and the shoulding, and you get curious about how you can move forward through it, you end up helping your brain out. And in the end of that, all of this, that's what we're trying to do. We're all just trying to help our brains so we can move a little bit easier through the day, right? I really appreciate you guys listening. That's all I've got for you today. But I am very excited to record more episodes because I am on a roll now. However, the mental health episode is definitely going to wait. We're going to procrastinate that one. Thank you so much for listening to the Own Your Stress podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate, review, and share it with everyone you love. If you're looking for more ways to own your stress, you can sign up for my weekly email at my website, www.maddysnow.com. See you next time.